Starting now.
I'm Gabba. Hello.
What's up? What's happening?
That's the energy you're bringing to the show? That's what you
this
got?
That's what I'm bringing. That's what I'm bringing every time. 100%.
Burp.
Hey, if Rick Sanchez can do it, then Rob Dena can do it. I mean, he's Mexican, I'm Mexican, we can do this shit. For real, his last name is Sanchez. That's not a Jewish name.
It's not Jewish, therefore it's Mexican.
It has Science. To be one or the other. Unless you're John Leguizamo, then you're Bo.
Everybody, welcome back to Teens React to Makeup Tutorials. It's Trouble Speak, Season 3. It's going down for real. It is Thursday, March 21st. I'm called many things, but I prefer Nate. Gabba Dabba Doo, who we talking to? That's it? That's all you got? Okay. All
right. It's not an acceptable name.
Moving on. We're moving on. Who are you to wave your finger, Rob? You must have been out your head.
I hold deep in muddy water, motherfucker. I'm ready to record. I'm ready for Tool. I'm ready for all of it.
All right. Let's get the party started. Current events. Current-ish events. Big story of the past week. Obviously, the New Zealand shooting. 50 people dead. Approximately 50 wounded. Very high casualty count. The real thing that made it different this time was a lot of us saw the shooting. It's a video online. You can just look it up. It's fucking crazy. The PC human garbage responsible for it is an Australian named Who Cares. Fuck him. Fuck his name. Authorities found his manifesto, and who cares? Don't read it. Fuck this guy. Throw him into the jail. Fuck him. Your guys' thoughts?
That's not what happened at all. They made a big deal about it. They gave him a name. His manifesto was everywhere, and they had trouble controlling it. But they tried, or so they say. They tried to take it off everything that they could, and there's some New Zealand kid, I guess, who shared the video, and he's getting thrown in jail for like 15 years for sharing it.
This guy live streamed it, didn't he?
Yeah, but someone was sharing the video, obviously. And they told him not to share it anymore.
I streamed a lot of people did.
Mm-hmm. And some New Zealand guy got thrown into jail for 15 years.
That's absurd. I didn't even hear about that.
A super crackdown on it. It's like the worst thing you can have over there right now.
Wow.
It's kind of crazy.
No, yeah, I'm sick of every shooter getting famous, basically.
Right on.
I mean, just, why?
That's my biggest issue with the whole thing.
Why even give them any name news coverage at all? Just a shooter. That's all that needs to be said. Or just shitbag. That would work, too.
Right. Don't show his picture. Don't give his name. None of it.
Exactly.
Like a piece of shit, committed this act.
People love their stories. People love to live vicariously through their news stories about people dying and children getting killed in buses or almost getting killed in buses or people getting shot up. People love hearing about that shit. They may be like, oh my god, it's so terrible. But then what are they talking about all day long?
That is true.
They're addicted to it.
Yeah. My biggest angle on this is, like, this can't become the route that these people have to getting their voice heard. Because the way they're promoting it, like, let's say you're some right-wing what-the-fuck-ever on social media. You say some racist shit. Twitter bans you. Facebook bans you. Whoever it is bans you. You don't have an outlet anymore. You don't have a voice. You're going out in the street, you're yelling at people, it's not really effective. Nobody's listening to you. I want my voice heard. I want people to know what I think about this. I know if I go shoot a bunch of people like this guy did, his manifesto is everywhere. Everyone saw it. Everyone's talking about him. Why not me? Like, that, it's become, the way they're promoting it, it's like making it like, this is how you get your voice heard. This is how you stand out from everybody else.
So you're saying they're promoting this kind of activity and they want to see more of it.
It's dangerous. The way they give the guy fame is what makes it dangerous. The fact that they put his name and his manifesto and everything out there is what makes this dangerous.
Well, I don't even understand why anyone would do that in the first place. Like, what is the point of doing that?
He was trying, I read the manifesto. I did. And whatever bullshit reason it actually was, I don't know. But what he was trying to say was that it was a revenge killing. or some of the other people that got killed by Muslims and Islam and other kind of, or not by Islam, but by random people who say they promote them. You know, people hide behind the guise of religion to do lots of heinous things. That doesn't mean they're part of that religion.
That's great. That's like going to a Catholic or Christian church and shooting up a bunch of people saying, this is for the Crusades, you pieces of shit. It's like, they don't have anything to do with that.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. If you got the mindset to go in there and shoot people like you did, then you're in a whole other place entirely anyway.
I want to jump away from the person themselves and talk about more of how the video came about and how people watch it. You know, I've seen some terrible shit on the internet since I started it.
Yeah.
You know, they had old videos back at Family Video, Faces of Death, and all it was is just real life war crimes and other kind of shit like that. And it was just available for anybody to watch. And I watched it way too young an age. So, you know, I see shit, I'm just like, oh, damn, that's pretty brutal. You know, I've seen worse before. I've seen worse in video games now, too. But I watched his video, and I watched the whole thing, him do the whole deed, and I was just like, damn. That was about as much reaction as I got. And I felt bad for him, and, you know, all the normal feelings you're supposed to feel, but I wasn't like, oh, this is so brutal. I was just like, it looked like a video game to me. It straight up looked like Call of Duty.
Well, we're so desensitized to violence now because we see it all the time in media, everywhere, TV shows, movies. Just on the street, we see violence all the time. So when we see it like that, it's just like, well, sucks for those people who died, and then pretty much forget about it.
I had a slightly different reaction to it. I definitely see where you guys are coming from, where it doesn't hit you as hard because you see shit like this all the time. But, like, there's an element to reality that I don't think any movie or any game or anything will ever really manage to capture. Because, like, you're shooting people in Call of Duty, and they're flailing around, and there's blood. It's, like, all this big dramatic thing. It's like, shoot somebody in real life like you saw in that video. It's not what it's like. It's black, dead, they're down, that's it, it's over. And it's, like, it's so immediate. It's, like, it almost doesn't hit you at hard because the way you see people depicted in movies and all that, it's such this big, dramatic, emotional thing. But in reality, it's not really that. And something about that aspect of it, the fact that it was so, I don't have a word for it. It wasn't methodical. That dramatic. It was
like an assassination. Like, that dude was trained to do this shit.
Those were not people to him. You could clearly tell it was like he was playing video games. Like, those people didn't have souls. They weren't people.
Not at all.
Well, I haven't seen the video. I probably don't want to see the video. Probably don't want to. Because I'm pretty sensitive, heart type
anybody
person.
Listening to this, I don't recommend looking up the video. I'm sure you could find it if you wanted to, but I don't recommend it. You can pretty well guess what it looks like. He's got like a GoPro on while he's shooting people. I think
some
you know whether
or
not you
CSI type mentalities where they love to see a crime scene. They're interested in that kind of stuff. It's for those people who have a cold, dead heart that have seen way too much shit already, because we need people in those kind of jobs. People who can just look beyond it and try to look for clues on what happened here. What was going on? Was there anybody else involved? You know, people who can actually watch it for what it is. You know, police officers and people who are trained to do it can do it too, but, you know, some real-life people are like that as well.
Yeah, but that other angle you brought up, the fact that kid got thrown in jail for sharing the video, should they be trying to keep this video from being seen? Should they be keeping this off the internet?
Trying to censor it and hope that there's no copycat attacks? I mean, I think it's a harsh rule, and I haven't heard of too many other people that they've thrown in prison. Maybe it was just a, let's do one guy and send a message, and then we'll kind of just back off and hope that did the job. I'll have to look more into it to see what was going on, but
okay, how about this then? Do you think it's more dangerous for people to see this video, or for people to read the manifesto and follow this guy and what he thought and what he believed?
I think reading it would be more impactful, like seeing his views rather than just murder.
He's got a lot of basic, ground level Republican conservative views that a lot of people on that side would agree with that they're watching. But then every once in a while, something comes in there and just spikes it straight up to above and beyond Hitler.
Bad pretty quick.
I think the big thing with not circulating the video is much more for the families of those who were lost. I know if someone I loved was shot, I wouldn't want a video of them dying circulating all over the internet. So I just think for other people's sake, it's not appropriate to share that kind of thing.
I feel you there. I definitely feel you there. I do think if exactly this happened in America and the video leaked, I think it'd be on damn near every news channel. They put the rule, you know, if you're sensitive, you really shouldn't watch this, but we can't wait to show it to you because we're going to get those goddamn guns.
Now, I guess still what about the guns.
Yep.
I mean, New Zealand lost them. I'm pretty sure they went through a vote and they're turning them in now. They're starting to hand away a lot of their munitions.
It just doesn't work in America. Cold, dead hands. Any other country, it was Australia, it was the same thing, wasn't it? They had a big mass shooting right afterward. Take the guns.
It was just so crazy, man. I mean, there's a part where some guy almost got close to stopping him midway into it, and he tried to be
a hero. Fucking hero, by the way. Like, if there's one part of the video that should be shown, it's the guy rushing the guy who just murdered I don't know how many people up to that point, and he still fucking rushed him, and that guy's a fucking badass.
He got really close to him, but...
he almost had him.
Knocked him down and everything, but he lost and just... That's whenever I realized how desensitized I was. I was like, oh, man, they almost got him. And then I just kept watching, and I was like, oh, my God. What has happened to my brain?
That's so fucking sad to think about, though. Just how many shootings happen a year around the world is enormous. Like, and thinking about the people that are murdered, and they don't even know what's going on until probably 5-10 seconds before it happens, like... I can't imagine being in that situation and being a survivor of a shooting like that.
That's another funny thing, because, like, I'm assuming this is more of a guy thing, but I think every boy on planet Earth, when they were in, you know, what, 6th, 7th grade, they're sitting in the classroom, and they envisioned how they would save everyone if a shooter suddenly broke in.
No, I remember not so much saving everyone, but I know I thought about that a lot in school. I was like, I'm going to jump out the window. That was always my goal.
Yeah, they for guys it's like I'd get him with a fucking scorpion karate chop leg sweep, and then I'd save the fucking day. That's what would happen. You know, that's not what would happen. But
I was listening to a lot of depressing music at that point, so I was just waiting for it. I'm like, I wonder who they're gonna get. I mean, I was a dark motherfucker, man, when I was a teenager. Like Daria didn't have shit on me. Other people were like, oh, I'm emo, I'm this. I'm like, nah, you haven't been there. I never got to, like, the, you know, the really hardcore, like, suicidal point, but, man, I had deep, dark thoughts when I was a kid, you know, about myself, about the world. I saw how fake it was immediately. It was hard not to react like
that. Yeah, it's rougher when you see it early on, that's for sure. Kind of segueing with this whole topic, I wanted to talk about there's a shooting in Utrecht, I think is how you say it, in the Netherlands. At first, it got, like, no coverage whatsoever, but then the fact that it was getting no coverage kind of started blowing up on Twitter and whatnot. I started seeing it more. If you weren't following the news, you didn't hear about it. Like, there's no way you heard about it. It happened, I think, 3 days after this shooting. 3 people were killed, 5 people were hospitalized. And what bothers me about it is, like, the way it's covered, because there's not one single American news source. I went through, Google just pages and pages. I was clicking on every article. No one would mention Islam or any kind of connection, Muslim, anything about it. I finally found a French paper that said, yes, and of course he has ties to Islam and his brother is, you know, part of it. Like, it was the whole thing. I was like, they're trying so hard to skew this narrative. And that article you sent, Rob, it's the same thing. The Senegalese man who was a... And don't act like you know where Senegal is, motherfuckers, anybody listening to this. It's West Coast Africa. But he set a school bus on fire, full of kids. And Rob, I know you had more on this story, so... Hit it.
Yeah, I heard about it earlier before it happened on some of my dark web channels. And then it came up about an hour later. I didn't know if it was... There's no fucking, like, article or anything that was affirming that it happened yet. So I was like, I don't know about this. They said it happened just an hour ago. And an hour later it shows up. And what it was is there's this disgruntled... What's the place he's from again?
Senegal.
Yeah, well, this dude is crazy. He got a job driving around... you know, children and parents, and they were coming back from some trip or something for school, and he decided he wanted to take it out on them, kill himself and everybody on the bus because his people were getting killed out in the Mediterranean Sea.
Damn, it's more of a protest than anything about migrants trying to get into Europe, not making it across the Mediterranean.
Right.
So he decided he was going to send a message.
And, but, no kids ended up dying. The kids got a hold of a phone, and one of them got a hold of their parents, and they called the police. Police set up a barricade. He tried to ram it and bust through, and I guess wrecked the bus. And he tried, you know, he couldn't do it anymore. And he decided, I'm going to burn everybody now. So he poured gasoline on them all, but police got over there, got everybody out. He lit it on fire. Some kids got some smoke inhalation. None of them died. and now he's just an arsonist, and that's all he's going to be labeled as, right. An arsonist, not a, you know, potential murderer. It's
the same thing with this word. You got to really, like, look into it to see his motive and where he's from and what that's all about. But
a lot of that got hidden in it, but I don't know.
And I've seen a lot of talk about
a big deal about it.
Yeah. This actually happened near Milan, Italy, which I know Gabba is quite familiar with.
Yes, indeed. I've been there.
She has been there. I don't know if you have any kind of input on, like, the people or the culture in that area or just kind of what it's like.
We're back on E-Check now.
Lots of people everywhere all the time, no matter where you are. Just general, like, I only really was at a lot of shopping districts, so,
yeah.
I mean, lots of stores and lots of people. Everyone was really nice, though, when I was there.
Nice. Pleasant.
Yeah. Good time. Yeah. Now tell me the bad thing that happened there.
that's where the school bus fire whole ordeal
happened.
Oh, that's
where that was?
Yeah. It wasn't in that town, but I think they were headed in that direction to that town.
Oh.
So, yeah, in not Senegal? Far from there. Do what?
In Senegal, you're talking about? Or Utrecht. They're two different stories, right?
Yeah. It was a Senegalese man who had migrated into Italy. He was driving the bus to Milan when this all went down.
I thought we were talking about the tram shooting at first. Then we switched over.
Yeah, I kind of segued there. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Didn't make that extremely clear. But the point being that there are a lot of other shootings and incidents and terrorist type things happening. And if it seems Muslim in nature in any way, you don't really fucking hear about it. But shooting in New Zealand, I mean, I realize there's a large body count, and that's kind of why it blew up, but they can't stop talking about his motive and his thoughts and ideas and his right-wing shit and all of it. It never ends.
The thing is, if the motive, my conspiracy brain's going again, and, you know, if they let his video out there to try to get more people to copycat it and do that and get more kills up there so they can take our guns or whatever their motive is, then why wouldn't they also allow those videos to get more coverage? So you'd think if they're really trying to push people over the edge, they would give that more coverage, but they're not. So it's like, that kind of kills the conspiracy angle a little bit for me. It's just like, what's going on?
You just kind of did the aliens guy thing.
Gotta use my hands.
There you go. Get it up there. But yeah, he's a white, racist, white ring. Did I say white ring? Right wing. Candace Owens supporting, PewDiePie supporting, all that shit. So he's like, it's
mortified.
Like, fits right in the tract of that narrative. White people.
Yeah.
White people are the problem.
I showed them in our little chat. It was on CNN, like on their main cover page. It was just like, is white male extremism getting bigger in America?
Yeah, it was how the internet is radicalizing white men.
Yeah, and how, like, new right-wing, extreme right-wing people are close to ISIS in mentality or some shit. A bunch of different just white people are bad, hate white people, conservative Christian white males.
No. It's like we can keep, like, theorizing about it. It's like, I think this is what they're trying to do. It seems like they're trying to paint this narrative, and then they just run a headline of it. It's like, okay, they're not trying to hide it anymore. That's what it is. Yeah, that's, it's gonna be an ongoing thing. We're just gonna see more of that. But we can move on. Something Gavin might be a little more interested in. As of this podcast, there are 4 schools in Birmingham in the UK, which is actually near our boys from Never Straight Answer over in Manchester. They've shut down an LGBT program in their schools. So it's basically the program's kind of trying to teach kids early on, it's like, it's okay to be gay type of thing. And they're shutting it down because the parents are complaining. So I don't know how young they were teaching it, because if, like, it was too young, it's kind of like, yeah, don't teach that to, like, you know, second graders. It's like, it's not really the time.
Well, why not, Nate? Why is it wrong to teach it to second graders?
We can get into all that.
I agree with Rob, but I also agree with Nate, which is weird. I feel like maybe middle school, like 6th grade, would be a good time, because that's about when puberty happens, when, you know, you start thinking about
probably
sex
a little
bit.
Probably
a good
time for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know how young this program is going, because that could be part of the issue. I don't think it was super young, though. The point being, this is in the UK, but I'm going to try to find the quote here. Children are being told it's okay to be gay, but most of the children were Muslim. That's an approximate quote. The school's in Birmingham in the UK, and it's apparently 98% Muslim in this particular school.
Wow.
So that's the issue. It's the Muslims are not okay with the gay. That's why they're throwing this program out. So it's just more the culture change, because they instituted these LGBT programs because, you know, they want kids to know if you're gay, that's not a problem. But the parents have a big backlash because the Muslim culture's coming in and say, no gays.
Well, that's just religion.
Thing. Yeah, I mean, Christians did that in America too, and we eventually fought it out, but...
It's the inverse, though, because it was like, it kind of cropped up in America and we weren't okay with it first, and then it kind of worked itself out. Now, they're already okay with it, but this population moving in is trying to push it back out.
Yeah.
Well, how do you respect both cultures? You gotta respect the Muslim culture, Nate.
Is that what I'm doing? Disrespecting Muslim culture? You're right. So, take them up to the roof, toss them off. Let's fix this right now.
Jesus Christ.
I do agree that you should respect all religions and cultures, blah, 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 whatever. But I feel like...
You don't
like...
believe that. You don't believe that.
No, I do.
Stop spouting talking points. This isn't a talking point show, Gava.
But being gay, there is a gay culture, and it should also be respected. And I mean, we learn about different religions. I personally learned about Muslims in school. Wasn't the best light, but I still learned about them. So I feel like children should learn about homosexuality too, even if it's not, hey, it's okay to be gay, at least learn that it's a thing that happens.
I mean, they know it's a thing that happens, and they should be tossed off of buildings, I'm just saying. There are,
oh my God.
You say it's we should respect everybody's cultures and everybody should kind of get along. There are cultures that will never respect other cultures, and when they start intermingling, there's conflict. And
do you think that the Muslims will never accept the LGBT community?
I don't
name?
Think that's ever going to be a thing.
Well, a bunch of Christians are.
So are you saying that Christianity is better than Islam?
Yes, because they respect the gays.
Do they?
Hot take.
Not all of them. I'm sure there are some Muslims who are fine with gay people. I'm sure there are gay Muslims. There's gay Christians.
There are gay Muslims, and that paradox just. The gay Christians, too, just kind of throws me off. I mean, more power to them. If they found a group that respects them and appreciates them and helps them find the light in their life, I don't care how you got to do it. It just sounds crazy to me to see. Like, I'm trying to think of how that works. I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, but it's not up to me to think about it. It's up to them to make it work. It doesn't matter what they're doing. If it works for them, let it happen.
Yeah. I kind of end up pulling. Go ahead.
My whole thing is, it doesn't matter what you believe, you still need to respect other people, always. It doesn't matter if you don't agree with the gays, just because your religion says that you want to throw them off a building, it's illegal to do that, so you can't do that. That's it.
Not just the end of it for them, though.
Well,
like, it's a tenet in their religion, like, these people are infidels, they shouldn't exist, just like a lot of other, it's not just the gays, it's a lot of people.
I can't understand religion. So
I'm the same, but that's what I was going to get into. It's like, even with Christianity, the same sort of thing. It's like, well, we're okay with gays now. Like, we learned about it. We're, you know, conforming isn't the word. I can't think of the right word for it. But, like, we're...
It's conforming.
Accepting.
Sorry, whatever you want to call it.
Christianity is supposed to be all about acceptance, right. But Islam is not that way.
Not really.
As far as I know.
But you're saying, like, if we could get to a point culturally where Muslims could kind of be like, okay, yeah, we're kind of doing the same thing Christianity did. Because, like, the racist white Christian South wasn't okay with the gays before, but now it's kind of, you know, doing its thing. But
why would the Muslims follow suit with the Christians? Look where it's got them. Who likes them?
There's that. I'm just talking, like, just culturally and conform to these things. Like, is it even really the same religion anymore if you just keep changing? It's like, well, you know, we thought this, but now it's this. And we thought this too, but now it's this. And you just keep changing over to, as culture does, it's like, what is your religion really about? It's like, why did you even have those stupid tenets to begin with?
Well... I don't know. I think religion's stupid. So I don't care.
When do you get somebody religious on to
none of us are religious.
No, I think religion has a place. I mean, I've argued for it on this show, and more power to those people that can do better with their lives using religion as a way of getting there.
Yep.
100%.
Whether it's God or whatever, I don't care what it is. I have no problem with it. That's why I won't say that religion's bad, because it's worked for a lot of people and it's not worked for a lot of people. Just like any other fucking Jenny Craig program that's been out since the 90s.
Weight Watchers. Yeah, that's all we got on that. We'll move on. Wanted to talk about the corporatizing of the distraction media, which I mean, distraction media is basically all manner of fucking media these days. It's like radio has a formula, sitcoms have a formula, movies and TVs and ads, like they all have like this formula. We're kind of talking about this before the show, about how they've tested and tweaked and found how to keep you engaged. Like, even if it's not interesting or thought-provoking or anything, they figured out how to
tap into the human mind.
Yeah, they've got their hooks in. They've figured you out. And it's creeping into gaming is what's really starting to bother me. Like, I had a moment at work the other day where some guys at work, they're always talking about, like, sports. And it's like, I don't give a shit about sports. It's like sports talk. It's kind of alienating. I'm just kind of like, yeah, I'm just not going to get involved in this conversation because I don't care. And they start talking about gaming. It's like, okay, this is kind of my thing. Where's this going? And they're not talking about gaming like I think what gaming is. They're talking about the new shooter, which, call it whatever you want, every new shooter is the same fucking game. It's all the new fucking, here's the game, and then you can get to this level, and then there's going to be the DLC, now you can get to this level, and then there's the loot boxes, and it's all the same shit, all of them. I don't care what you call them. The big one, I think, is Apex right now, and before that, it was
Nate loves first-person shooters.
They're all the same game, all of them. And it's the same as sports. Like, people just play them religiously because they're just engineered distractions. Mm-hmm. They figured out how to extract the most money out of people for the least amount of product they can give you. There's really no passion or love put into these games. It's just, like I said, they're all the same. It's copy and paste. They change the skins on it. And
it's like all the corporations get, the big successful corporations get together and share that crack secret of how they can hit the populace for as much as they can.
That's what it is. And what really bothers me the most about it is, like, all of my best entertainment memories from childhood are mostly from gaming. It's when creators of games gave a shit about them. They had a story to tell. They were passionate about it. They wanted to make something different. It's like try to think of like an N64 game that was just like a game they just cranked out and didn't give a shit about. Like I'm sure they exist, but like of all the games you played, how many do you remember that were like, they clearly didn't give a shit about that. They just cranked it out just to make a quick buck. And it's like the further you go back, there's more and more games that like, no, they really tried to do something different here. And
I don't know, Nintendo had a bunch of garbage on it, dude. All those third parties making games for them, there's some
shit. I didn't play a lot of those.
I got them. They're like in like the blue cartridges where you had to flip a little switch on the back, and then it like kept doing the blinking. I had to go back three times with my mom one time to get the right game. I ended up getting the Baby Indian game for the Nintendo, which was actually really good. It was like a Mega Man clone. It was really awesome.
Huh. Anyway, like you said, clone. So they were doing the same shit.
Yeah, that's a good segue.
But yeah, that's like the games I play now. I play pretty much all indie games now, that with creators that still give a shit about what they're making. They still want to be part of it. They're not just working in some office somewhere. Like, what game are we making? It doesn't matter. I just do the same shit every time. But I remember where I'm going with all this.
You're just hating the fact that, or you're trying to make a difference between what a real gamer is and what a casual gamer.
Casual gamer is a good word for it.
There's some Call of Duty people that are hardcore gamers as well. They just play that same game over and over.
I remember all of your point now. It's about kind of creativity dying off, because those indie developers that I buy the games from now, I buy them. A lot of people buy them. Most people don't buy them. Most people buy the new Call of Duty when it comes out. Most people buy the new fucking whatever the fuck, Apex or whatever the fuck they're playing now. Fortnite, you name it. So I feel like creativity is not marketable anymore to really make something unique and really make something that matters. It might have an impact on somebody and make them think about things in a different way. So I feel like going forward, that's just going to die off, because it's like, you got to be pretty passionate to want to create something that you're not going to be able to sustain your life with. It's like, what's the point? You want to write this amazing book that's thought-provoking and it's going to change the world and blah, blah, blah. And if you can't market it, nobody's going to buy it. What are you doing? What's the point? Same thing with games, same thing with movies, same thing with TV shows. It's becoming this cookie cutter model of, if you're not making the same thing everyone else is that people are watching, why are you even bothering?
It's all about following the trends now. You have to follow the trends. You have to fall in line. Back when we were children, they told us to be different. That's not the game now. Now the game is try to be the most, in the majority. You want to be in the majority.
I want to be the minority. I don't need your authority.
You already are.
Okay, moving on. I don't know if anybody else had a topic they wanted to throw out, because I'm about to go into conspiracy mode.
I'm not stopping.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Chemicals. Speaking of chemicals, we're going to start off with vaccines, because Rob wanted to talk about vaccines.
Oh, God, I forgot I brought it up.
I guess I'll kind of kick it off, because I looked up some fucking stats and shit, just so we'd have something to run with. It's kind of a trigger point issue, because we're generally talking about children when it comes to vaccinating. Like, whether or not you're going to vaccine your kids, that's kind of the debate about it.
Once you do kids and conspiracy, you got to be careful. You don't want to get Alex
killed. That's what it is. You can't start talking about kids. Just to start things off, generally speaking, what's your stance on vaccines? We'll start where up.
Vaccines cause autism.
Well, this should be interesting.
I say they can cause autism. Not all of them.
Okay.
I think it's a roll of the dice. Something that does help us as a people, and we definitely need it. Otherwise, we're going to have a lot of those diseases again. But like anything that's really good, there's a small chance it may have a bad effect. And I think they're not allowed to say that, because once they do admit it, nobody's going to take it anymore. So they have to just accept the little bit of bad press here and pay off that person over there and just let it go. I think it can cause autism if taken in certain amounts at a certain amount of time. I've seen cases, one in other countries, where people were able to win against people getting given the vaccines and the kids getting autism. So it's not like it's unprecedented for people to win a case like that, but that's my stance on it. It helps, but it can hurt.
Fair enough. We'll get into it more. Gal, where are you coming from?
I would say that vaccines, like serious things that have been eradicated, are needed to make sure that they don't come back, but most likely just a money-making machine.
Kind of coming out of the way Rob was, fair enough.
Yeah. It's kind of like insurance, where it's like, hey, this protects you from this. What are your chances of actually getting that? Well, you're protected from it.
Let's not talk about that. But yeah. I kind of want to do a little research on this. I'm kind of coming from it from a similar angle. So this was not easy to do research on, because you do a Google search on vaccines, you can't find anti-vaccine results. They don't exist. I would type, no, it didn't matter what I typed in. I tried it so hard to word it to where it'd be like, I want to know what's bad about vaccines. And the top result is, this is why people think vaccines are bad, but they're actually good. It's every single result. So research not that easy to do.
That's pure mind control right there.
That's just Google just conforming or just changing.
But you gotta let people search. You gotta let people look for alternatives.
Different searching.
Google's not about it. I'm just saying.
Like, I can see why they do that for. They're the same reason why they don't want the New Zealand shooting to go around. They don't want people getting the wrong idea or thinking that they're going to infect the populace, because enough people let that idea spread. They think if they just kill it, then it's
not. I don't think it's about people getting the wrong idea. I think it's about people getting the idea they want them to get. Like, here is the right idea. You don't have to worry about anything else.
On there, then it looks suspicious, and then that's going to push people even further into those beliefs that, man, maybe there is something here. We know the government lies to us. Everybody does.
It's true. So the whole autism angle, I looked into that specifically because I knew that's what was going to come up. They keep doing studies. They keep doing these big tests and stuff. I think there's one fairly recently that came out. There's no link. Stop asking about it. There's no link. When I finally did find like a list of like vaccine side effects and kind of all that kind of shit, first thing that popped up, thimerosal, I think is how you pronounce it. It's mercury. It's like a naturally occurring type of mercury that's in the flu vaccine. Mercury is linked to autism. It's just fact. That's just a fact. Obviously, they say there's so little of it in there, it can't affect you that way. But I mean,
with an infant,
They say they do all these tests, so it's really. It's hard to say. They say we tested it thoroughly.
What tests are they doing? Are they testing? Well, let's see what happens if we put this much mercury into a baby. Well, let's try this much mercury.
Into a baby hybrid.
Oh, did they put it in partial 5% lizard people or whatever?
Lizard people. This really went off the rails quick. Chemicals. I went to cdc.gov. There is no evidence. It's a quote. There is no evidence that this causes harm. They're talking about the thimerosal in particular, but also some of the other ingredients. There's no evidence that there is harm. But we should probably take it out just in case. That's the CDC. By the way, they haven't taken any of the shit out. None of it's been taken out. So, there's that. But yeah, I looked up just more random components. Aluminum is in some of the vaccines. And it's in a lot of things like fucking deodorant, all kinds of products you buy.
Yeah, that shit's terrible for
excessive
you.
Excessive aluminum can cause neurological disorders. And a grown-ass man can cause neurological disorders. What do you think it does to a baby? Throwing that out there. Formaldehyde can cause cardiac impairment, central nervous system depression, changes in higher cognitive functions, coma, convulsions, and death.
Nice.
It's in some of the vaccines.
What was that one called again?
Formaldehyde.
Oh, that's the stuff that they embalm people with, isn't it?
I can't even fucking pronounce this one. Glutaraldehyde? It's a type of disinfectant. Causes asthma. In some of the vaccines.
They're just putting all the diseases in us right away so the medical people...
There's so much... And I don't think it's like they're trying to put shit in the vaccines that's going to cause damage down the line. Like, I think that's kind of the conspiracy angle. It's like they're trying to kill us out of the gate. I don't think it's what it is. I think that there are companies that want to turn a profit. And just like in, like a company that manufactures a car, they're going to make the car as cheap as they fucking can. They find out, well, 5 times out of 1,000, this part breaks down and the car crashes. It's like, well, we can deal with 5 times out of 1,000. We'll take that risk because we're going to turn a profit. So I think it's the exact same thing. I think it's a corporation making the hard choice. It's like, well, if we put this ingredient in, this could happen. Well, how often could it happen? I mean, hardly ever at all. Yeah, okay, we can live with that.
Like I said, money.
It all depends on the genes, too. Like, I read a story, you know, verified is true. A woman had triplets, and she got them all to shut, and she watched as they slowly each kind of drifted off into just robot mode. Like, the youngest one went first. After about an hour, she just kind of stopped responding. She wasn't laughing, wasn't looking at anybody, wasn't saying her mom's name. Then the next one happened like a couple hours later, and the mom just proceeded to watch all three of her kids develop autism right there in front of her fucking eyes. They all just went off and just shut off. That's what she kept on saying. They shut off. They stopped being people. They were just there.
That's what I haven't heard. I've heard like testimonials and things like that. I've heard stories about it. I can't really verify any of it, but I've heard the same sort of thing.
It's funny when there's something that goes against the general populace or the general public's perception of something. It's always like, man, where's the sources at? But as soon as one of these top people say something, it's just nobody's looking for sources.
Just take their word.
They're a top person.
Look
how
professional
they would never lie to us.
Take their word for it.
There's just trust for it. Well, they got all those doctors who they happen to also, you know, be working with.
Always come back to money. Now, the point I want to make, I'm not trying to put, like, I don't want this podcast to be like, stop vaccinating your kids, it's dangerous. Like, not trying to be that person. Like,
yeah,
obviously.
My kids are up to date, dude. They have to be. Otherwise, they can't go to school. That's the risk they have to take. I make sure I read it every time, and I'm a pain in the ass because I'm like, what about this?
Right.
Can we do this one later? Oh, yeah. We can do this one later? Well, let's do this one next time we come in. What about this? Do we have to do this right now? They hate me every time I go in there.
I'm sure,
you know, we're gonna spread these out if we can. If there's a chance to spread them out, we're going to, because the studies that I've read, I said, it looks like the chances of it happening do increase if you take it in
that's
more.
True. They like to do like the cocktail of them. Like, we're going to give them these 3 or 5 or whatever at the same time just to get it all out. It's like, you're injecting a lot of shit into that kid at once.
We want to do a one-stop shot. They don't want to have to deal with coming back again another time. People are too busy. They got to work. So they're like, let's just put it all on your kid now. They're done. You don't have to come back for 2 years. Or you can just come in once every 3 months and get it, each one of them individually.
Right, right. Yeah, the bottom line I'm trying to get across with this is I'm not trying to be the stop vaccinating your kids guy or anything like that, but the point I want to make is that when you run into those people, because I've seen, you know, like Joe on this podcast, one of those people, like you mentioned not vaccinating your kids will flip out on you. And it's the same reason that these people freak out about vaccinating your kids. It's like, it's a really touchy subject when it comes to their kids. It's their kids. They want to protect them. So when they're freaking out about all the stuff the vaccines could do, people don't want to have any kind of like patience with them. They're like, you're fucking crazy. You have to vaccinate. It's polar extremes. Like, they can't have a conversation about it because there's kids involved. It's just like the gun debate. When there are kids involved, nobody wants to listen. Everyone wants to scream at each other. So what I wanted to get across is when you run into those people that are concerned about vaccines, they don't necessarily, they're not on board with them, try to have a little patience with them because they just want to protect their kid at the end of the day. That's all they actually want.
Everybody does.
It's really all it comes down to.
We're not just talking points for parents.
Exactly. One thing I looked up, because this is every time they offer us the flu vaccine for free at my work, because they have to, it's in the medical profession, and I always put the same thing down. I'm not taking it, and they always ask for a reason why, because they're really trying to push everybody to take it. I always put vaccine companies have liability protection. If something happens to me, if I get sick from this, I can't take legal action. That's a fact. So I will look this up just so I can make sure I can say that's a fact. U.S. Code, 42 U.S. Code, subsection 300AA-22, Standards of Responsibility. No vaccine manufacturer shall be liable in a civil action for damages arising from a vaccine-related injury or death. You give your kid a shot and they die, you cannot sue the vaccine company. They have absolute immunity. Up. Isn't that clever? They got immunity.
Yep.
So.
Immunity for them, not for... Wait a second.
But yeah, that's really the bottom line, is we should be holding these companies to the same standard as every other company. If you get into a car and the part fails in it and you crash and die, you can take legal action because they were fucking negligent in building that car. Why isn't it the same fucking thing for this?
And they say Big Pharma is just, oh, conspiracy theory, tinfoil hats. Just fucking open your eyes.
It's a law. It's on the books. Took me 3 seconds to find it.
It's not conspiracy, it's just a corporation trying to make money. Same story as it always is.
That simple.
They don't care how they fucking do it, they're gonna do it any way they can. Just like the whole fucking opioid thing.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Corporations don't want to offer alternatives to that kind of shit, and they're pretty much feeding it. I know somebody who recently just switched over to taking cannabis to help some of their problems, and it really helped them out. And they got off all their antidepressant medicine. They lost some weight. They're feeling good about themselves. They got a new job. And all they did was smoke cannabis. And their new job said they can't do that. So now she's going to have to go back to a place where she's got to go back on all those meds now. The corporations are forcing her to be medicated. That's where we're at right now.
And, you know, pills, like, people taking multiple different types of pills every single day just can't be good for you. Like, I don't see a way that could be healthy for you at all. You're literally ingesting chemicals every day.
To make the frogs gay.
Yep.
But yeah, I wanted to say, obviously vaccines work. Obviously they've eliminated a ton of diseases. Like, somebody asked me, like, what's your standard? Are you for vaccines or anti-vaccines? Like, I can't really take one side or the other because it's complicated. It's like the gun debate. Yeah. You can't really take one. You gotta kind of weigh the pros and cons of each. So it's up to the parent what they want to do to try and protect their kids. But like Rob said, there's a lot of laws in the books that says it's not up to you. We're gonna decide for you. But
well, you can write a if you have children in school, you can write a letter explaining a religious reason as to why you don't want to get vaccinated.
Yep.
There's also some rules that are going now that call you a mature minor, where if you decide that...
Fucking terrifying.
Yeah, if the courts decide that your child is a mature minor, they can decide for themselves and overrule the parent's opinion on a situation like that.
On a vaccination.
I don't know. It's ambiguous, as usual.
Yep. So all the kids in the class get vaccine. The one kid's off the side, like, no, my parents said I shouldn't do that. They sent the letter in. I'm not doing it. They pull that kid aside, like, look. You little shit, you're gonna fucking die if you don't get this vaccine. You sign this paper and you can override what your parents said.
And they get the kid to the point where they're like crying and scared. They don't understand what's going on.
They certainly could. Anything that's got kids acting as like
that's
overriding.
That's not a conspiracy angle either. That's something that's real. They have laws like that now. And I'm not sure what states in America or if it's all of them. But I read about it, and it's called it being a mature minor or something like that. Or
anything saying the minors can make the adult decisions in this scenario is it's get that fucking shit out of here.
I know I mentioned it off air saying that I don't like that. I feel like that's a slippery slope situation. You start giving the kids freedom on vax, then you're gonna be like, oh shit, what else can we say yes and no to? Where else can we take this? I mean, You give a kid an inch, he's going to take a mile. That's the age-old story that people don't want to recognize. Anytime something happens, people want to see, they can take it just a little bit further. It's natural to test our borders, and sometimes you got to keep those borders up.
Sometimes you got to build that wall.
You got to build a wall.
Move on.
Is he not getting that or not? I mean, they got the money for it, and it just kind of died as a story. Now they're like, shooters.
I don't even know anymore.
Mueller's back in there again.
But I don't know anymore.
Mueller report's supposed to be dropping.
Mueller report's coming up. Drum roll. Keep that drum roll going. It's not gonna have shit in it. There's not gonna be anything in it.
Trump keeps flip flopping on it. He doesn't know if he wants it to release or if he does want it to release, and he's like, yeah, sure, go ahead and release it. And then like a couple weeks ago he's like, his whole thing's bullcrap. They shouldn't even release it. But Congress voted unanimously, the House voted unanimously to release it to the public if it does get released. They want it to be completely open.
We shall see. See what happens. Staying in conspiracy mode a little bit, I had a very introspective poo the other day. Taking a dump, got really...
Our chats get crazy sometimes.
I was in our little group chat, and I started ranting about multi-dimensional theories. And I've had these kind of talks with Rob, like, a lot in the past. But Alex Jones on Joe Rogan talked about this a little bit, and I fucking love this shit. Like, I just love this. Even if it's, like, complete bullshit and it is in no way based in science, it's really thought-provoking. I just like thought experiments like that. So, just alternative ways of, like, kind of perceiving the world. So, I'm sure, like, aliens exist somewhere out there. Like, just speaking just purely on probability, the odds of, as big as the universe is, there being the conditions on a planet for life to grow the way it did on ours. It's like, that probably happened. The idea that it's also intelligent, it kind of sinks probability a little bit. That's probably way less likely. But possible? Sure. Likely? Probably not. But,
man, a lot of probabilities and possibles. Is it probably or possible, damn it?
Probably.
I don't think so. I don't think it's a thing. But the idea that we're in a third dimension and we can only perceive these three dimensions, that kind of makes sense, right? Like, there's other dimensions, but we can't perceive them. We're built to perceive three dimensions. Kind of get on board with that. I think most people can. But then what kind of what I was trying to talk about, the idea that there's all this other stimuli going on around us, but our mind, like, we've evolved to have these limiters in our perception to shut all that off. So we only perceive what is critical to us, like, for us to know. We can taste and smell and feel the things that matter to us for us to exist in this world and kind of get our lives going. So
you're saying that some people have stopping to smell the roses? In a way, kind of like we get so trapped in our normal everyday life that we miss everything else that's going on behind the scenes.
You took that in a completely different direction.
Than yeah. I was
oh.
Not like it though, but yeah, it's not exactly where I was going. So, like, just speaking like scientifically, there's so much that we see because it's in the spectrum of light that our eyes are designed to see. But we all know that there's like ultraviolet and electromagnetic and all this other shit going on. We just can't perceive it, but we know it's there. We've developed ways to detect it. So, obviously, right. There are things that are there that we can't perceive.
Pretty soon, there'll be 5G and it'll fry our brains. It was all autism.
Going deep in conspiracy mode. So, the idea that there are, like, intelligent entities, not necessarily, like, humanoids or anything like that, but some type of entities that are around us, but we can't perceive them, it kind of seems like a leap, but it's the same idea. Like, we just haven't developed a way to detect them yet. But they're there. They just exist in kind of a different way. So you're like...
Mechanical gnomes, dude. DMT.
That's what I was getting to.
I was going to share a story real quick about seeing other things on the parallel world. I did salvia back when it was still legal in Illinois. And, it was perfectly legal. There's no laws against it right before it became illegal. But it was not a drug that should be legal whatsoever. It's a shamanistic drug, a very Indian, like, spiritual awakening kind of drug, but it's really quick. You put it in there, you light it, you smoke it just like you would any other kind of herb. But it's fast. It's 5 minutes long and immediately just destroys your ego for a minute and you forget what's happening. And I've had a different experience each time that I did it. It broke, other people that I've known that tried it, they thought they were strong, they tried this, that, they were hardcore, and then they tried this, and they're like, I think I messed myself up, because they got lost for a second. But the first time I did it, I was in my house, in my trailer, I was about to go up to see my brother, I hadn't seen him in a while, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm gonna try this, so I go for it, I do it, I'm like, ugh, that doesn't taste this, I'm like, what I'm used to smelling, and next thing I know, I'm talking to somebody, I'm actually talking to a couple of people. And they're right next to me, and I'm not questioning it. Kind of like a dream. Like, all of a sudden, you just slip into a dream, and you're just talking to people. That's what it felt like. I went in the dream state for a minute, and I was talking to people around me about what was going on, what I was planning on doing. And about a couple minutes later, I was back in the real world, and I'm looking around. I'm like, who was I just talking to? I was literally just talking to somebody, and I could feel their presence around me. They were, like, sitting on the same couch as me, and I could feel their presence there. I feel like I, like... I slipped past it for a second. Whenever you take any of these psychoactive drugs, I think it breaks what you were talking about, and you're able to temporarily see some of these other sides if you're in the right state of mind.
I definitely agree with that, and I believe that's why the government doesn't want us to have access to these things, because they don't want us to know about all these other things that are around us. They don't want us to fall into that dimension, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Want to keep us under their control here.
That's kind of the angle I was getting at. That's kind of, that was talking about Alex Jones talking about Joe Rogan. He's going in a much more conspiratory angle, saying that he's talking about DMT specifically, which is dimethyltryptamine, in case you wanted that little term. He's talking about how when people do it in a group, they have, you know, call them visions, call them whatever you want. There are entities there, and they all see the same thing, and they interact with them and communicate with them. And the route Alex was kind of taking was, these entities exist, and they're trying to give us technology and give us knowledge and all these things, and the government doesn't want us to have that because they don't want us to interact with these creatures. They want to have dominion over contacting them. Like, mm-hmm. We discovered some country somewhere, they're not just going to let any asshole go over there and talk to those people. Same kind of thing. So he's talking about space exploration has basically stopped. Like, the government is not interested in it anymore because it's multidimensional exploration now. They're doing these drugs and unlocking the mind to figure out how to communicate with these entities. Which is... sounds fucking crazy. But also sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah. Right?
But kind of the angle I was going with it was... it's kind of like you were talking about. Like, you said it was like a dream where you kind of went into this place. And like when you have a dream, or even when you just like visualize something or just think about anything, it stimulates the same areas in your brain as actually seeing it. Like if you're looking at a monitor right now, like there are parts of your brain that are being stimulated to conceive what it is. And when you just think of it, the exact same parts of your brain are stimulated. So that kind of gives you the idea of, or at least gives me the idea of, you're kind of creating things as you think. It's like thinking of something is in a way creating something. Like if you just make something up, like a creature or an object or whatever. It's just not creating it in the practical sense where it's in a physical form. You're just creating something in a different place, in a different dimension, if you will. So, what we were talking in the chat, me and Billy were kind of getting into, shout out to Bill, by the way, is, like, our creation, our existence, like, our universe, just the thought that God, quotes, had. Just, he thought of it, and it was created, but it exists in the same way that a thought exists to us. Where we can't access it, we can't, you know, interact with it, like, physically. But it's there, it was created. So, that's kind of where I was going with it. Is our existence, like, that type of creation?
That reminds me of the Mysterious Stranger animation that we watched a long time ago. It was a claymation thing where some kids meet Satan in some alternate dimension or whatever. That's kind of his last things that he says is, like, humans are but a thought. That's all you guys are. You're nothing but a thought. And that kind of, you know, hit me weird whenever I was younger to think that maybe that's what we are. We're just thoughts of higher beings thinking about what they perceive life to be or their own imaginations. And they're just a collection of people's thoughts and energy. That's all we are.
Right.
Vibrating at a speed that's fast enough for us to touch.
Right. When you think about it, like angels or demons or aliens or any of that, it's like all these interactions people were having could have happened in this way. They just were able to perceive something that they typically can't. People having near-death experiences and things like that, and they see, you know, whatever it is they see, and they think it's the afterlife. It's like, maybe just part of your brain switched over, clicked off, or clicked on, and you could suddenly see something that you normally can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of these kind of different trips, I think, can happen with even people who aren't using psychoactive drugs. It's people who have natural hallucination, people with schizophrenia.
Right, because this isn't DMT, it's just triggering something that's already in your brain, right?
Right.
It's just allowing it to, it's amplifying it.
If you have some kind of disorder or just you're made differently, you're going to perceive things differently. People will just call you crazy and say you're hearing voices and stuff. Like, no, you're probably actually hearing real stuff, and it's just confusing because nobody else is.
Mm-hmm.
You happen to be different, therefore you're doomed. Because if you're not the same as everybody else, then you're a charity case or you're just simply left behind. That's the saddest fact.
Well, I mean, Rob was talking about salvia. There are multiple drugs that Indians use to have spiritual journeys.
And peyote and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, it's not crazy to think that we could connect to other things through using those hallucinogenic psychedelic drugs, considering right. people have done a similar thing before.
It's all semantics. Everyone's just calling them different things, spirits or angels or aliens or whatever. It could all be the same type of thing. Just everyone's kind of coming up with their own name for it. So they'll have their own kind of experience. So yeah, just found that very thought-provoking, just kind of a thought exercise I had. Like I said, I was in the chat with some of our friends, and we like to do that sometimes. But unless somebody has something else, we'll move on.
No, that was about as good as my emotional ripple theory that I had. It's kind of, you know, it's non-falsifiable, but at the same time, it's just, it's interesting to think about. I think that some of the life's biggest wonders are just things that you really have to take on faith. You can't prove it or disprove it yet.
Yeah. It's simple. The answer is 42. Main event. Who wants the main event intro?
Are you ready for the main event?
It's the main event!
Much better. air horns. Rob proposed this. We're just going to go one person at a time. The U.S. gets hit by a massive EMP strike.
Oh, shit.
How are things going to play out? So there are just all manner of electronic device. No bueno. Don't have them.
I'm thinking it happens at, like, late night, around midnight or so, around the West Coast. So it's, like, midnight to 4 o'clock. So it's still pretty early. A lot of people are still asleep. So it happens, and people are just waking up. I imagine this scenario. And, you know, what do you do from there? You don't know anything's happened. You're going to sleep. You're trying to go to work the next day. You're wondering why your power went out, but you're like, fuck it. I need to get my sleep. My phone's still got battery. Your phone goes off or whatever your alarm is, and what happens then? For me, I'm like, well, not immediately. I mean, for me, I'll just start it off. You know, I'd wake up. I'd get dressed. I'd get ready for work and be like, man, why is the power still off? Probably tell, you know, my wife, you know, the power's still out. I wonder what's going on. Probably a fucking something crazy's going on, you know, just saying it all willy-nilly, like, then I'd go out, I'd try to start up my car, and my car wouldn't start. I'd be like, oh, shit, why isn't my fucking
car starting? Look over your neighbors, their car won't start. Huh.
But before you even get out to start your car, I think the first thing I'm going to hear is, horns honking. Because that highway over there every morning is so loud with cars on it. There's a bunch of cars coming on it. But if everybody gets hit by an EMP, all those cars are going down. So then you're going to... There's going to be crashes. There's going to be airplanes crashing from the sky. All kinds of crazy shit like that. So it may even be immediate. As soon as it happens, everyone's going to know that it happened.
That's what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking it would be chill for a few hours. I was thinking immediate chaos.
I guess, yeah, people would probably hear explosions suddenly and wonder what the hell that was. The fry, and then everybody go out and just be like, what's going on? But, I mean, just what would happen then? There's no power. There's nobody telling us what to do. It's all just us back in... Before the internet time again. Before the phone time again.
The first thing that would happen is grocery stores and everything would be completely just
done.
Everything's gone.
The shelves are cleaned off whenever we have an inch of snow around here.
Yeah, exactly. Everything would be gone.
We're also trying to figure out what would we do exactly ourselves. Like
ourselves
in that situation. You're a role player in this scenario that I've created. Where are you going next? What's the next goal?
Well, then I gotta ask for some clarifications here. Is this the U.S. gets hit by an EMP strike, or is this like a mutually assured destruction thing? We find out the EMPs are coming, and the whole world just gets fucked because we have to retaliate.
We don't know. We're going strictly from our point of view, where we're not aware of what happened. This shit has happened. We're trying to live our lives. We wake up. There's explosions. What next? You just go back to bed and then try to go to work or walk to work? Like, what do you do?
I would probably, if the, you know, if my phone wasn't working, if the power was out, if planes were falling from the sky, probably wouldn't leave my house, to be completely honest. I don't know what I'd do to keep myself entertained, though. No TV, no phone. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
I'd probably go back inside, wake up my wife, and be like, I think this shit's going down for real right now. Because
it's going down for real.
The car's not working. I'm sure there's something. You know, with my knowledge, I would know that it was probably an EMP strike that would cause it. What else could cause it? All the electrical things just went out. What else could do that? You know, besides maybe a solar flare or something like that happened back in the 1800s. That's another thing that could happen possibly. It doesn't even have to be an EMP strike.
Gabby, you've been watching Doomsday Preppers. You should know exactly what to do.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I was like, all the stores would be fucked. People would start attacking each other. It would just be typical, you know, apocalypse shit.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in a major city, you're fucked.
Straight so fucked.
People start eating each other day two.
I'm trying to do the standard, not the Jericho movie trailer, The Rock's running with the fucking flames behind him and shit. I'm saying, this is our normal ass selves in this situation.
Okay.
So we go back in, and what do we do next? It gets daylight. It starts getting bright outside. What next?
I'd try to, like, talk to you guys, honestly. I'd be trying to message the news chat and be like, yo, guys, what the fuck going on? Except nothing would work.
Yeah,
I was going to say, if it's an EMP strike, you don't have a phone, you don't have shit.
Yeah, if you want to talk to anybody, you got to go walk over to them.
My boyfriend's family lives right next door to us, so I feel like that's pretty good. We could situate that with him.
I think that'd be the key to anyone's survival, is if you don't immediately start talking to people in your community and start banding together, it's either you're going to be together or you're all going to be against each other.
That's what I was thinking, too. I'd probably walk to my brother's house and see what's going on, make sure it's happening there. Knock on my next door neighbors, be like, are you guys okay? Is everything all right? Did you hear the noise? Something's going on right now. I think we need to gather the people together. I feel like I would immediately take charge and then be like, who wants charge?
Yeah.
I'm the organizer. I want to organize everybody together. Listen to this dude. I'm not in charge.
I would definitely want to try.
When people start getting hungry, who are they looking for?
I feel like I'd be a good planner and a good organizer, but I wouldn't be a good leader.
I would definitely want to, you know, find my family and everything, get together the people I care about, make sure that they're okay. Like,
yeah, go by your house too, Nate. You're not too far away.
Yeah. I don't know if I can walk to your house, Nate. I don't think that's happening.
I come check on you. Once the apocalypse happened,
fucking 5 mile walk ain't shit. 10 mile walk, that's nothing.
I would get so fucking lost. I don't know what you're talking about,
Rob. She's on Google Maps. She's not making it anywhere.
Exactly. Day two, I'm lost in the woods somewhere. Like,
should be Michael Scott in that episode of The Office when he goes out in the woods.
It's like, there's actually a road just, like, right behind me, but I don't see it.
I need an adult.
So, yeah, I mean, everybody would get together. People are starting to meet up. And you're realizing one thing, your refrigerator food is going to start going bad pretty quick.
Yeah.
Within 3 days or so, it's all going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still got to worry about water, too. Is water still going to be working? If water's not working, then that's an immediate threat. The people say, oh, well, I got 72 hours. No, motherfucker, after 24 hours, you're already starting to get fucked up.
You can survive. We actually had an event recently where everybody lost water, and people start figuring out how quick the water runs out.
I'd start walking over to Rin Lake, and I think that's what a lot of people would do. They'd get close to the water, where the water is, and start setting up shop over there.
The people who are by the water are going to get fucked.
We're going to have to come to communication. But
it's all communication.
It's going to move fast, maybe if in the first 48 hours, and that's if a country hasn't come in and said, oh, they're weak, their defenses are down, if it's just us. If it's everybody, then that changes it completely.
See, that was my thought, is like, if the U.S. got hit, why not go knock on Canada's door? Like, hey, buddy. So we're kind of fucked down here. You got room
coming over?
The Great Trek to Canada. The entirety of the United States walks to Canada.
Like Mexico,
Canada builds a wall in record time.
We'll be a wall of people rushing upon the Canadian brothers.
Yeah.
But like I said, be about communities. Otherwise, it's going to be... Well, here's another key thing. Who's armed? Because all of a sudden, they run the show.
Yeah, I would need to be getting to my mom's house to be getting a weapon immediately. Because all we have here is a BB gun, and I don't think that's going to do shit.
So. I scare somebody, but...
Yeah. Just because the world's ending doesn't mean I'll hold a firearm. I'll never hold one.
No, I would be strapped. Definitely.
If I'm living in a world where suddenly I feel like I have to be strapped to survive in it, then I'm questioning my need to be in it anymore.
Nah, not me.
I feel like it becomes a, you know, kind of the strongest survive type of thing.
The ones
they wouldn't get there immediately, but that's
the choice we have to start making.
It would definitely kill get or there. Be
killed. We have to make that choice to kill or be killed. And it's like everyone thinks they can make that choice easy. Yeah, you got a gun, but can you kill somebody?
Yeah, I mean. That's definitely...
Everybody says they can, but when you get up to it, what's going to happen? most people, they're going to hesitate and they're going to die.
I mean, I feel personally, if someone was threatening my well-being or my loved one's well-being, I would be able to kill them. Just because my personal well-being and those I care about is way more important than some fucking rando.
That's another thing, too,
Rob,
though.
Would you not kill you someone if someone was... But if someone was coming at your kids, you're saying you wouldn't shoot someone?
Say it's day two. It's another dad. His kid's about to fucking die. He's desperate. He's trying to figure out what to do. He has no idea what to do. I'm the only guy who's still in town because I don't got a fucking gun. And they all gathered together and ran off together because like, fuck that gunless loser. He comes to my house. I don't know who this dude is. I mean, I'm probably trying to protect my family. I'm not saying I'm a coward, but at the same time, look what the world is now. How long is that going to last? Do I want my last moment to be a human that I may die anyway after this point? Am I going to let one of my last moments be a moment of weakness? What's the weakness? Weakness let my people die? Weakness killing the other person because I didn't want my people to die because of my own selfish reasons? It's another form of selfishness, if really looking at it. Because why do we want to protect our family? Because they're us. Because they mean something to us. Because they've done something for us. That's one of the main reasons people care about somebody is because they've done something for them.
Well, I mean, that's humans.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You're talking about like a system of like human value. It's like our lives more valuable than theirs, and it's like
to you, obviously, yes.
I honestly want to say that I would protect my family, but whenever I had to pull that trigger and take that person out, I don't know what would go in my brain because I'm completely against that kind of like any kind of killing. I have trouble killing bugs.
Yeah, me too.
Like, oh, you're just a bitch. You're handsy. No, I don't like unnecessarily killing, and even in that point where it may be completely necessary, there's still going to be a part of my brain that's saying, is there another way? The whole vast stampede moment. He wants to wait. Eventually someone may have put him to that point where he just has to pull the trigger, and you know, it'd be a heartbreaking moment. I question who I was as a person. Could I still be the same person? I feel like it'd break me mentally.
If someone were to kill, like, if I were to kill someone, that would definitely change who I am as a person. But if it's something I need to do for my survival, I'm going to do it.
People have trouble surviving just normal everyday life right now. You think they're going to be good surviving after killing somebody?
No, I'm not saying everyone.
Getting up to eat breakfast and go through our everyday mundane life with having to go to work. And people think they can just go around and kill somebody. It's like, that's what I do and I keep going. It's not that easy.
No, I 100% agree. A lot of...
They're not going to survive. They're going to be gone immediately when this shit happens.
I'm sure plenty of people will commit suicide if something were like that to happen. People just wouldn't want to deal with it. In, you know, zombie apocalypse movies, people kill themselves so they don't have to go through that.
Experience the horrors, yeah.
Children of Men, they actually handed out suicide kits to everyone that wanted them.
And what?
Children of Men, really good movie. Stop watching TV shows and start watching movies.
Back on that again.
Never.
Back on it. I think it'd be that zombie apocalypse scenario. I think people would be, like, excited at first. Like, this is it. This is my chance to show that I would survive this. And, like, a weekend, all those couch potatoes would be like, fuck this. This sucks.
I mean, if it's just America, I feel like not many people would live because Americans are fucking lazy. That's just true. We'd have to go find our food. We couldn't just buy it at the grocery store. Like, fuck that. People would die immediately.
Country boys are skinning butts. Like, I don't know what everybody's bitching about. Things have never been better.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of America would survive.
The South would survive.
But, yeah, you're talking about having to pull the trigger on somebody. I think, I don't know what percentage I put on people, but a lot of people would be able to pull the trigger on somebody if they wanted their food, if they were coming for their own food. I think once the ammo ran out and it came down to killing someone, like bare hands or knife, whatever, killing someone, I think 90%+ of people couldn't do it.
See, I feel like stabbing someone or, you know, strangling someone to death is Shooting someone takes, like,
It takes a moment of weakness to pull the trigger. It takes a lot more than a moment to strangle somebody.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, You'd have to stab someone over and over and over again to get them to die. And I can't imagine driving a knife inside of someone's body. I definitely wouldn't be able to.
Hey, so what happens if you're in this group setting and someone decides to go rogue right away and they're trying to just rule and dominate? you're sitting back, you have ammunition. What do you do to stop this guy? They got a gun, too. You going to take them out and be the first person who draws blood in this whole situation?
No, I'm not going to be the first one.
So you're going to let them kill somebody?
Now you got to establish order somehow.
You only shoot him if he is attacking your people. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when
it comes down to it, we're all each other's people. It's not just about us individually anymore. We're not surviving with just us individually. So we can be protecting ourselves as much as we can. But if we're not thinking about the broader picture, then the whole thing's going to collapse. The way it's going to work is if everybody tries to do their best in it. People start going around killing people because they think this is the right thing and that was the right thing to do. Then we're immediately going to fall.
Yeah, if it immediately becomes bad, I'm going to protect me and mine. It's going to fall apart real quick.
I mean, I don't see it going any other way.
We're straight up Bernie Sanders when this shit happens. It's communism. This is who we're coming back.
There wouldn't be enough resources to go around for everyone to survive. It would turn to violence. Thing, like, I don't
you couldn't,
see
yeah,
it
you couldn't really do
way.
Communism. You'd have to earn your keep in whatever kind of community it is you found. You'd have to do something to earn what sustained you or sustained your family. That'd be that kind of system, because that would turn around real quick. If you got a bunch of freeloaders just chilling out in your little society and they're just getting food, they're not fucking hunting, they're not planting crops, they're not doing anything. It's like, what the fuck are we doing with these guys?
Kick your asses out. You're just going to let them die? I mean, then it's the same situation we're in right now.
Exactly. It's a microcosm.
We took away the lens of the whole situation, and we're in that same situation right now in a way. People are trying to survive. People are working two or three jobs trying to survive in their lives, pay the bills, pay for food.
Other people are sitting on their couch, just getting that welfare, having babies.
Yeah.
If you got that person in your little camp, all of a sudden, Wanda pregnant again? What the fuck is going on over there? We don't need any more mouths to feed, Wanda.
Wanda?
What's it got to be Wanda for, you racist?
I'm
this
sorry.
Is what they're afraid of.
Lakeisha, goddammit.
I don't know. I just don't see any apocalypse situation going without violence.
It is the apocalypse.
What?
It is the apocalypse, so...
Exactly. Like, if this were to happen and the entirety of America shut down and there were scarce food sources, there is no doubt in my mind that there would be immediate violence.
Yep. We love to boast about how civilized we've become and how much society we've raised up, and I think everyone would be amazed how quickly and how primitive it got.
Well, I mean, the whole us and them thing is ingrained into us since we're children.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's hard to break out of that mindset.
We're going to lose a lot of people, and it's a matter of, do we have enough good people in the world, and do we have enough smart, evil people in the world to survive? Who's going to lead us in the next group? The people who got all the power and money and been evil this whole time, or the good people that don't get recognized?
So coming in from that microcosm angle, who's going to be the guy that figures out, oh, I can band all these people together and get them all to work with each other if I can get them a common enemy? So if I single this group out and get them all against them, all of a sudden we're thriving.
That's where it starts. And then they do good for a while, and then it gets a little sloppy, and then they have to find a new enemy that pushes to the next level. Then we get a little bit better, and where everybody's happy, and we're like, we need a new crisis. And eventually it leads, probably right here.
Right where we are.
Another couple hundred years, we'll be back in the same spot again.
Indeed.
Hooray. We're like a fucking plague that won't die out. They need a human vaccine.
Humanity is a virus. Mr. Anderson, and we are the cure. Let's do final thoughts. Let's wrap this up.
All right.
Final thoughts. What you got? I don't care who goes.
Fun conversations. I didn't even get to talk about wrestling or anything like
that. Oh, God damn it. Your final thought could be about wrestling if you want.
My final thought is going to be about wrestling, actually.
Let's hear it.
WrestleMania season's coming around. Kofi Kingston's trying to get that belt, and Vince McMahon's racist ass is keeping him from getting the belt because he's black. WWE's never had a pure black champion besides The Rock. And Rock's not, I mean, come on. He's not really black. Nay, is he black?
David Rock is not black.
He's half Samoan, half black, actually. A lot of people don't know this.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And so yeah, they have a black champion. We've had a black president.
They've had a lot of female black champions in WWE, like the top heavyweight champion or whatever, but they've never really had it as a man. And they're playing it into their storyline now. And, you know, one of the guys has earned his right. He earned it. People are looking for it. And Vince is like, you're going to go through the gauntlet match. And he beats the gauntlet match, all five guys, and everyone celebrates. He's going to WrestleMania. And he's like, nah, you just don't have what it takes. I'm going to go with somebody else. And he puts a white dude in his spot instead. That's the little storyline.
That's what they're going with.
They're running a, what's called a worked shoot. You know, it's a planned storyline based on real life situations that people, they're actually getting shit for. They've not had any black champions, and now they finally got somebody in there, and Vince is just strutting out the same.
Right.
He shuts it down, and just, it's really interesting the way they're playing it online. Like, one of the guys is shooting a promo on it, and he's like, they just, for people like us, we just can't make it in this business. Like, people like us, what are you trying to get at? Are they actually pulling, they're going to go pull the full race card in it? And it's provocative. I like it. It's in a situation where, you know, a lot of people still do watch it. You know, they get millions of people who watch that shit every week. You know, it's a soap opera, you know, stunt doubles and all that shit. But for a lot of kids, this is their chance to see a black champion. And if Vince doesn't pull the trigger on it, then it's going to really bad on the prodigal competition coming up. And if he does, maybe he just does it, and then the guy has a vote for like a week and then loses it, then it's just like, oh, here's your token win, and we're going to keep on going to the product. It's just interesting to see the racism angle playing right there in a national product and then using it as an angle.
Rob is a racist, confirmed.
Mm-hmm. We confirmed that like episode 2. Don't worry about that.
Well, I wasn't here, so.
That was before she was born.
Back to the archives. Yeah. Right? What you got, Gab?
So we talked about a lot of interesting things tonight, you know, shootings, drugs, conspiracy theories. I gotta say the thing I liked the most was the, different realities. That definitely...
Good subject there, man. I like
that. Really got a lot of things going in my brain, and I'm definitely gonna be thinking about that more.
Bring it up next time. We'll get back into it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I'm, excited to get going again. We're, getting it going, season 3. Expect hopefully a new one each week, barring any kind of issues. We seem to have a lot of those. As if we're having trouble speaking.
Huh.
Yeah. So we're a thought that God had, and then he forgot about us. And even if he remembered, would he even have a way of perceiving us? Much less helping us. I think we're on our own, so try to be a little less shitty to your fellow man. So we can survive the apocalypse.
And if you want to talk about this and more after the show, then go on Twitter. I'm on there all the time, @speak_trouble. I'm posting the episodes on there, so I'll have links for it if you want to check it out. We're also on YouTube and Spotify and a lot of other channels. Just go anywhere where podcasts are. Again, we like starting the conversation and bringing it to you guys so you can communicate back with us and we can take it in a different level. If we said something stupid at some point in time, please call us out on it. Tell us how we are wrong. And teach us something. I hope we taught you something.
I don't really watch like reality TV. I watch like competition shows. Like, I watch a lot of Hell's Kitchen just because I love
Gordon
Ramsay.
That's reality. It's the same shit.
Yeah, but it's Gordon Ramsay screaming at a bunch of people,
Was Double Dare reality, Nate? Come on.
It's a game show. It's the same Price is Right as reality TV. It's a game show.
Well, Hell's Kitchen is technically a game show. Then.
Legends of the Hidden Temple. That was a fucking show.
Dude, my psychology teacher had us play a game that was that TV show.
Yeah.
Like, because the way the lecture hall is set up has a bunch of different steps.
I want to get on that show. I wish it was still going on.
They need to reboot that shit. It's American Gladiators for kids.
The fucking monkey, man. I had nightmares about that shit myself.
I'm trying to remember what the teams were. Was it like the purple monkey or some shit?
Yeah, and they had to find all the pieces and then assemble it, and they got to the assembly part, and they're just like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah, they gotta figure out how to fucking do it.
They've already fallen on their head like 3 times, suffered a couple of concussions. That's why that show ended. Some kid fucking died in the temple, and they're like, it's over.
Cut. Shit's over.